So, Eric, why are you doing this board training anyway? What is it that you hope to accomplish? Why do you think it's important?
Well, the reason why it's important because of the number of people affected by boards. When you look at the number of boards in any town or city, and in our case, the reservation, and how much people they impact, you'll understand why board training is important. We have the elementary board, we have the high school board, we have the Carroll Commission, we have Head Start Policy Council, we have the College Board of Regents, and the list goes on. And so if you live on the reservation, you probably will be impacted by a board, and you would want that board to be doing the job in the best way possible.
So obviously, some people on boards are more equal than others. You were talking earlier about the influence a board president can have. Could you talk about that a little bit, how a president can impact the board?
Well, you have to make that assumption that a person becomes a board president because of their good character. And as you know, anybody who has good character has a lot of influence on people around them. So if there's a sticky issue in discussion and the board president is respected for his honesty, for his courage, for his generosity and his perseverance, makes a recommendation because of the other board members' respect for him, they will probably go along with it. So it's really important that the board president has character. That is, it's really important that the board president's character is highly respected by other board members.
So, Eric, in your course, you use both negative and positive examples. You just talked about how the board president can be a positive influence, and if he or she is an ethical person, be a positive role model and cause the other board members to do the right thing. Could you give some examples, maybe from what you use in your course, of where negative board members can have the opposite effect?
The reason I use negative examples is to drive home a point. We all, in Indian country, we all seem to be aware of what unethical board members do, but we don't do anything about it. We laugh about it, we joke about it, we look the other way, or sometimes we even go along with it and we're part of it. By using negative examples, I'm hoping to shock the participants into realizing just exactly what their unethical behavior is doing. I want somebody who's taking my course, board member who's taking my course, who is used to of hiring his or her relatives, or pushing for a raise for somebody that don't deserve a raise. I want them to take my course and read the example that they themselves do, and hopefully they will say, you know, maybe I should change my behavior. That is why I use negative examples in my board training.